Imaging.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradise, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
I know, can you hear anything?
No.
Yeah.
Gonna call missile, huh?
Oh, they're saying it's a storm. I don't know what the fuck.
You knocked out the radio station?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll call him.
What are the odds that right at 9 o'clock the storm hit?
I know. It's ridiculous.
I mean, to the penny. Right?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I mean, come on. Right at 9 a.m. exactly?
Yeah. I know. Hey, Jim, we're live. Hello? Hey, Jim, we're live.
Currently unavailable.
Fuck, and it says Mitchell is unavailable. Let me see what the fuck I can do.
We are live, Jim, Jesus.
Turn the radio program off and back on, see if it goes off.
Ah, you fucking numbnuts. No, Russell, I'm waiting on Jim. Fucking god damn. Excuse me, everybody. Well, let me work to get Jim back here. He was on, and then he disappeared, and then he disappeared. So, we'll have to hang on a second. I know we could hear Jim, and he couldn't hear me. So, yeah. I don't know why he is not picking up. Unless he's trying to restart his system. Let me call him on his cell phone number. Because that's what he was trying to call me on. But he was calling my Skype number, not my cell phone number. So, well, anyway. Hey, all right, let's hear it for Jimbo. call me. All right, we're live, Jim.
Okay. We've had a glitch here today, I'm very sorry to say, but it's not surprising, all things considered. We have President Trump indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. It's fairly stunning stuff. I believe, in fact, that this is directly related to the Nashville event, which is falling apart so fast that it's been impossible for them to contain it. So they've had to create a massive distraction, that massive distraction being the indictment of Donald Trump. Here's what Political Insider is telling us about it. President Donald Trump indicted by Manhattan grand jury. Dr. Derek Edelman writes, well, folks, they did it. And boy, did they fake me out. Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States, currently the leading Republican candidate for president, has been indicted in Manhattan. Yes, I know. I told you the grand jury was taking a surprise month out. They tricked me, too. Anyway, here are the details. Gunther Egerman tweets, breaking, New York grand jury votes to indict Trump. Here we go. Trump has made history again as the first president to ever face criminal charges. Yes, it's hard to believe, given events like Barack Obama assassinating American citizens without charge or trial or the Vietnam War. At any rate, the story goes, Trump allegedly committed a crime by reimbursing his former lawyer, convicted felon Michael Cohen, for a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, though the Trump Organization and or Trump campaign and or Magic Elves. Trump himself denies having made the payment. Stormy actually has issued a statement they never did have sex. And it appears Michael Cohen made the payment, which means there's just no basis for this, as the Daily Mail knows. Although the Justice Department decided not to charge Trump and the Federal Election Commission was deadlocked over taking action over claims that the payment amounted to an undeclared campaign contribution, the Manhattan DA was still looking at the case. Read here why the case is a crock. Meanwhile, as mentioned earlier, Trump is the leading political opposition to the current administration. Put on your seatbelt, folks. We are in uncharted waters. Now, Tucker had some wonderful stuff last night, perhaps a highlight here I want to share with you. Check this out.
So when the history of cable news is written, assuming anyone bothers to write it, but if it ever is written, Glenn Beck will have his own chapter as possibly the greatest synthesizer of big ideas ever to appear on camera. And a lot of people made fun of Glenn Beck over the years for that. But if you go back and watch the tape, you will find out that maybe more than any other person on television, Glenn Beck got it right again and again and again. So we thought tonight is the perfect opportunity to hear from him. He's the co-founder of Blaze Media. He's just written a book called The Great Reset. And he joins us now for an overview of what we're watching. Glenn Beck, thank you so much for coming on tonight. How would you interpret this? Well, it's true.
So let me, I've got a couple of things here for you. Let me just go through. I'm going to bring a different perspective to this. We have the banking crisis. They say it's fine. It's just beginning. We, yesterday, we had the Saudis and Brazil and China enter a deal to where the petrodollar is over. Brazil and China are going to trade in their own currency. That's the beginning of the end of our currency. That means a dollar collapse. That yes. means we become Venezuela. We will have war with China. We will have war with Russia and Iran. We have the restrict bill. We have social media and our NSA and everybody else in bed with each other, silencing people. We, of course, have the raccoon dogs, which we all know is bullcrap. And now this week we have a new gun grab that they're trying to do. Biden and his family taking money from the Chinese. What do you think this Donald Trump thing is really all about? The America that we knew, the fundamental transformation that started in 2008 is finished. We are no longer viewed as a superpower. We are now an elderly, we're Joe Biden, just walking into the twilight. What this is all about, I believe, is trying to inflame this country. They've wanted violence from the right from the beginning. They can't wait it. They need it. Because if we strike out, look at January 6th, the day they're letting the shaman out of prison because it was all trumped up. Thank you, Tucker Carlson, for revealing this. The day they're letting him out, they do this to Donald Trump. They want you to strike out. Why? Because then they can close the cage. I'm going to make another prediction for you, Tucker. You said I got it right. Well, everything I've been talking about since 08, this is the time. I'm going to make a prediction. By 2025, we are going to be at war. We are going to have a new dollar, a currency that probably is coming from the central bank. We'll have a currency collapse, and we will live in a virtual police state. I know that might sound crazy to a lot of people. It's not far off. The Bill of Rights is gone. Nobody is paying attention. Where are the Republicans? Where are the decent Democrats that can see this is insanity? Donald Trump, the reason why this is going to help Donald Trump, and that's why I don't think they're doing it so he can't run. They're doing it because they want people to strike out. Please turn to God, repent, pray for our country, pray for peace. Put on the full armor of God. But here's what's really what they miss. Donald Trump is not even a person anymore. He is a symbol. He is a symbol of the average everyday guy that keeps getting screwed every single time. Watches other people screw up big banks, screw up their companies, and get away with it. They see people all the time doing stuff that they know if they did, they'd be in prison for 20 years. But because they're not part of the elite, they get away with it. Donald Trump has taken arrow after arrow, and that's why this is the way the average American feels tonight.
Yeah.
I hope that there's a few Democrats out there, but this guy has been taking the bullets for the average person now for years, and people on the right feel like he's the only guy that really gets what the people are feeling. And it's not gonna end well for the Democrats in the next election. It's just not. I don't know if Donald Trump is the winner or not, but I will tell you this: you're not going to stop 100 million people. This country is in shambles, and there's going to be 100 million people that will walk on broken glass and through fire to vote for someone other than this corrupt banana republic administration.
That's, I think, exactly right. Glenn Beck, wow.
Danny, let me get your thoughts about this. I think politically, this is going to be catastrophic. I don't think they would have done it if they had a choice. I think Nashville has been falling apart so fast. I've never seen so many attack so seriously and dismember a false flag ever before. And then it happened here all over Twitter, all over everywhere. They can't censor. They can't censor fast enough. It's like the little Dutch boy trying to put his finger in all the cracks in the dam, the dike. They can't do it fast enough. Danny, I think this is a calamity for the Democrats any way you cut it. That this is so outrageous that it's going to backfire massively. And I also believe, and we're going to do a deep dive into Nashville, of course, building on your expertise, that this is such a grotesque, shabby, amateur job that everyone can see through it. And that's what has scared the wits out of them and why they're resorting to this desperate measure of indicting Trump. Your thoughts?
Well, sir, good to be with you as always today. It's hard to even know where to start. I was quite taken back and surprised at the Trump thing last night when I saw it on the news. I got a text message on it, and I thought, you got to be kidding. And what's really funny is you took the words right out of my mouth before I even spoke today, because last night I was saying, you know what, this Trump indictment looks like they needed a big distraction to cover up the Tennessee shooting because it fell apart so fast. And I didn't even get a chance to say that. And usually on cue, you came right out and said that. So with that said, that's exactly what I believe. I believe that it was such a bombshell. People have to understand that this was such a blunder, and they made so many mistakes by either rushing it or the wrong people trying to put on this hoax, that they needed something really big to put in the news to change the channel. That's what they do. They try to come up with some kind of a sensationalized story to cover up another story or cover up events that they don't want you to look at or they don't want you to watch. So obviously there's so many things going on, from Ukraine to the banking scandal. It just never ends. And they needed something nuclear to come up to cover up this Nashville thing. And I think you have that 100% square on the money. That's exactly what's going on. And I'm looking forward to talking about Nashville because, I was watching all the news videos right when that came out, and I was recording them, and I was analyzing all the details, and I had pages of notes of things I started finding right away, of the anomalies. And then, of course, I did the usual looking into the names and came up with notes and notes. But then, even looking for certain details in the video so closely, I even missed the big bombshell that came out within 24 hours after the shooting. And we all know that as the shoes. And then we also know that they tried to cover up the shoes. But the problem is in their own video, they released and it shows the shoes and this changing of the shoes. So the media trying to say it was Photoshop, which Photoshop works on photographs, not on video. And when you go back and play their feed and their actual version of video, you can actually see the changing of the shoes. So I'm not sure how you're going to start this off today, sir, but I'll tell you what, as far as false flags go, this Tennessee thing was a bombshell. They made massive, massive mistakes. And you know what? It was falling apart fast. And I think this is the one that tips everybody over the edge to understand that all these school shootings that they've been putting on for years and years are complete, fake. They're hoax. They're state sponsored. They're done by actors. They're not real. Nobody was shot. They're just done to try to rally Congress to pass gun control because they're desperately worried about the people rising up and coming after them, and they want to take away their weapons, sir. That's my opinion.
Well, Danny, I think those are good points. And another reason I believe this is a calamity for the Democrats, they've been all in on with this LGBTQ+ weird stuff. And in the past, most Americans have looked upon, gays and lesbians as kind of a isolated, marginalized group, as kind of victims. But when you have members of this LGBTQ+ shooting kids at a Christian school, it changes the dynamic completely. They're no longer victims. Now they're criminals. Now they're aggressors. Now they're using guns to kill Christian kids. And let me make a point why I think this is devastating to the movement. No one's going to have any sympathy for them anymore. This was a colossal blunder. I cannot believe the enormity of the mistake they've made here. Because if Christians become convinced that this group is out to kill their kids, well, I would estimate 100 million Christians who are armed. They're not going to put up with this nonsense. They're going to crush them like a bug. And when it comes to violence, it's going to be swift and bloody. They have created a colossal political blunder. And because the Biden admin is all in with diversity, equity, promoting people, the politics of identity on the basis of their color, their sex, and their sexual orientation, this is a bullseye right in the heart of the Biden administration political agenda. Danny, I think this is a calamity for the Democrats. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, it's a huge mess. I mean, I don't understand why they pulled off that shooting when they did. It's just there's one thing after the other in the news. We saw, from you know, we can talk about the banking scandal. I mean, that's really bad. Get everybody thinking they're going to lose their money, right? That gets everybody's attention. That's pretty big when you understand just how big the banking thing is. Then you take a look at what's going on in Ukraine. And what I still don't understand in regards to Ukraine, if we talk about that today, is, you know, Putin puts on a press conference every single day in his generals. And they show all the bomb footage. They show everything that's going on in Ukraine. And there's really not much left. But, of course, our media in the United States has a complete blackout on that. And, of course, when they report on Ukraine, it's completely different than the press conference with all the video evidence and everything that they release every single day that we can see. But, again, that's blacked out. You can only see it on certain streams on the Internet. But I watch those generals give those briefings, and you can see what's going on over there. So it's between the banking. The other thing has been the train derailments and the poisoning of the water. And that is really horrendous. You had a lot of the victims from Ohio and other places coming forward with illnesses, and they were coming forward and putting videos on the Internet talking about how sick they were getting and showing all the symptoms that were coming up from the water in the chemical spills from the trains and the derailments. And that is a huge, huge deal. You know, if people start thinking they're going to get sick from their water, I mean, that is really big. And they needed to cover that up, in my opinion. And you don't see any of the media talking about this. I mean, I can't even believe on Fox they're not showing some of these victims coming forward with the illnesses and what's going on with the chemical spill and how it's actually affecting people's health. So they needed to cover that up as well.
Let me add. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, and I was going to comment on the LBGQ thing. You know, I don't really follow that close, but I got my own opinion based on contacts I've had in the past. And, you know, the thing is on that is, to me, that is all about depopulation. In my mind, they've been pushing that over the last years and glorifying that group of people, giving them like a pedestal, almost like they're special above average working American citizens that are normal, go to church, you know, represent themselves, take care of their families, you know, normal things that we do. That's not no longer quality. If you're somehow strange, or you're a freak of nature, and you're going against everything and going against the Bible, you're going against God, and you're cutting your body parts off, they're trying to glorify that as like you're some kind of a special person, and here's your ribbon, here's your cape. And to me, what I can see from all the educators I know that work in the school system, that this is nothing about but depopulation. They're trying to get to the children younger and younger and younger. I see some parents even falling for this. I actually know of, I'm acquainted with a parent that let their child go through this gender process and have their body parts cut off, if you can believe it. And when she told me this, I mean, I wanted to strike her in the face. I was so upset. You know, I just had to hardly contain myself when she was allowing her child to go through this. And she's been conned by this media blitz that this is totally normal and it's glorious. That this does, and he was just, you know, their child was conned by some kind of a counselor in school to go ahead and go for this instead of reasoning with them and explaining to them that it's perfectly normal the way that they were born. And to me, this is nothing more than getting to the children and eliminating these people from having children, okay? And once they cut off their body parts and they screw up their body, they no longer can have children. And this is a big movement to go ahead and stop people from having kids. And that's why they're glorifying it. And they're trying to bring it, in my opinion, they're trying to bring out younger and younger because they don't want these people to have kids. I mean, it goes along with the COVID thing. They're depopulating with the shot. They're depopulating any way they can. And this is just one more element, in my belief, to the depopulation. That's the way I see it, sir.
Well, let me just add to that, Danny, because I think you're right about that. Why should there be a tension between Christianity and this movement, the transsexual movement? Well, God created man, and then he made woman out of Adam's rib, right? So there were two sexes, according to the Bible, two and only two. God created man that way. And of course, evolutionarily, we're a sexually reproducing species. All the points you make follow. But what goes on with the transgenders is they're contradicting what God created, and therefore there's a tension there that, frankly, I hadn't appreciated until the day before yesterday when Tucker started talking about the relationship between Christianity and this movement. But now, if you have them taking violent action, it's all contrived, it's all fake, but it's going to have this devastating consequence, especially right when it thinks it's real. You have nailed from Nippon's past, for which we caught in the part they were on the
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is a self-immolation more effective than a Buddhist monk protesting.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support.
A transsexual thing where people are cross-dressers and wish to be the opposite sex or whatever. And he came out, and this is before we had this big push by the media of any kind of glorification of this lifestyle or this behavior, let's call it. And this doctor had been doing this a long time, okay? And what was interesting is he came out and said that this is a complete diagnosed medically medical disorder. And he was very clear about it in the video. And he said, not only that, he ran a specific clinic to help people so they would go to this clinic and receive multiple different kinds of treatment and come out on the other side understanding their disorder. And he had a very high success rate. It was in the 98th percentile of fixing this. And I thought, well, man, that's a good thing, you know. He went on. And not only that, they interviewed former transsexuals that went back to normal life that came out and said that they had a mental disorder. And they couldn't figure out why at this point that they were thinking the way that they were thinking, but that they were thanking the doctor for curing them and putting them through the different treatments. And after they did a stay, almost like a, you know, like an AA kind of stay, after they did a stay in the hospital, their disorder was cured. And they were able to go on and get married to the opposite sex and have children and have a normal life. And, you know, there was a couple of these clinics around the country that were advertising. So this transsexual movement, it's always been diagnosed as a mental disorder. It always has, except for Google now is trying to change the definition. And now through the media propagandizing the American people, they're trying to put it in people's head that it's totally normal, or it's totally normal for you to be a parent and let your kid make a horrible decision of mutilating his body because he wants to be a member of the opposite sex. There's a video I just saw a couple of days ago about a transsexual that went through the changeover and now is having terrible and horrific medical conditions. And it was a girl that tried to become a boy, and it was horrible. And he was describing everything that was going on in his life with his health challenges and his kidneys and a bunch of other things from the drugs, and how it affected him and how he cut his life short, which was really interesting. And he said he was only going to be living another few more years because his ailments from all of the treatments that he received to do this process had made him so sick that he doesn't have a normal life. And he was actually reaching out to the world and warning everybody about this condition and how the media refuses to talk about all these health challenges that are coming on after a person does this kind of transgender surgery and goes through the process with the drugs. And I thought that was really, really interesting to watch that video. And I was very happy to see him come out and try to warn parents and other people that were thinking about doing this, that it's completely normal to accept how you were born. And he made one of the biggest mistakes he's ever made in his life by falling into this trap. He said it was a special transsexual counselor that had got to him and convinced him that he should go ahead and go through the surgery and go through this And he's convinced now that if he would have saw the right medical doctors and the right people, he would not have gone through this. And it was quite amazing. And I hope everybody gets a chance to see this, sir.
Danny, I agree with all that. I think there may be another aspect to the timing issue. As many who follow my reports closely, about 10 days or maybe 2 weeks ago, two of the purported victims of Sandy Hook, Emily Parker, the most adorable little girl, we all remember Robbie Parker, come out and talking about the loss of his daughter, Emily Parker. Robbie Parker isn't even Emily Parker's father. He's her uncle. Those who were portrayed as her sisters are actually her cousins. Her real name is Margaret Cottle. She's come out, as has Vicky Soto, who is a teacher hailed as a heroine for saving her kids. Vicky's real name is Aurelio, Victoria Aurelio. She's a daughter of the Newtown town clerk. They came out over a pirate radio station at a broadcast 10 days or 2 weeks ago for an hour and 4 minutes and laid it all out. Now, I've been in contact with them indirectly for over a year, trying to figure out a way for them to come out and make a, you know, get an impact on the American people so they'd understand what the hell happened. I did not know they were going on to this pirate radio station, but they did it, and it thereby enabled me to go ahead and speak openly about our relationship. They have said about Nashville that a couple of the crisis actors there were actually trained in Connecticut. When Vicky Soto was asked to reprise her role at Uvalde as another teacher who's supposed to have died, Eva Morales, she had explained a long time ago to Margaret and others that she would pay $210,000 to reprise her role. We're talking about big bucks with these events, because it turns out that when Eric Holder came down to Newtown, and it was already back in 2006, I was wrong in thinking that, well, we said the school had been closed by 2008. I always knew it was possible it was earlier. It was actually 2006. It wasn't even an elementary school. It was a special needs school. That's why there's only one driveway in. That's why there's no unloading dock. That's why there weren't any school buses and all that. It wasn't even an elementary school. But she said that. They now upped the ante in the crisis actors in Nashville, getting $310,000. Well, get this. Eric Holder gave Newtown $140 million, Danny, to participate in this elaborate hoax known as Sandy Hook. There were a lot of families there who didn't want to be a part of it who left Newtown. They actually moved out of the town. But everyone knows what the hell happened here. This is such an elaborate scam. And I think Obama may have been worried that, in fact, the story, you know, what Vicky and Margaret are explaining here about what was going on was getting out, so they wanted to have another drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control, but it turned out to be a fiasco. And you talked about they released that dash cam footage. Now, normally that's the sort of thing that might trickle out weeks or months or even a year later. They put it out immediately, and they committed the massive blunder we're going to explore. Because it turns out the event was filmed on two different days, and their key crisis actor came in wearing one type of sneakers, black and white, but died wearing a different, a multicolor, different brand of sneakers. Danny, this is huge. Anyone who spends the least amount of time on this can see it's a hoax and it's fabricated. So I think that's why they realized they had to change the subject and go to this Trump indictment thing, even though it's flimsy, it's ridiculous. I predict it, too, will backfire. And as Glenn Beck is talking, and those listening on the radio couldn't see, he put on a mega hat. He put on a mega hat when he said how every American is feeling about standing with Trump. And I don't give a damn about the particulars. We don't know the particulars of the indictment. I think that's the way the world is reacting to this. The American people are going to support this guy who has been pilloried and crucified for standing up for the Constitution and putting America first. And I think that message is indelible. I think they have, as some commentators have said, just reelected Trump as president of the United States. Barring, of course, the continued theft of these elections using Dominion voting machines, changing the way you vote, being their motto, as from Republican to Democrat, the drop boxes and the use of ERIC, where many states are dropping out because of the Democrats had padded ERIC so they'd have millions of more phony voters that the Democrats could call upon in this purported voter registration list. Danny, I think, therefore, the timing have this additional dimension because Margaret and Vicky have come out and they're talking about it, and I feel unleashed to report what I have learned about Sandy Hook over the last year plus in interacting with them.
Well, sir, that was quite a bit. And to add to that, I'd like to point out, you know, we had the bombshell photograph released along, and, you know, I don't want to go too far down the Sandy Hook rabbit trail, but, you know, we had the bombshell photo released by the children of Sandy Hook graduating high school. And I remember when Wolfgang Halberg got in touch with the Sandy Hook kids.
Danny. That photo is a fake. That photo is a distraction. That photo is fabricated. That is not authentic. Most of the kids didn't even exist. They were fictional entities. Therefore, how could they graduate from high school? It's true there were multiple ways they invented them. Noah Posner, for example, was a fiction made out of photographs of his supposed half-brother, Michael Vabner, when he was a child. Mona Alexis Presley has found evidence that some of the parents used photographs of themselves when they were kids to be their deceased children at Sandy Hook. But that photo you're talking about, which is supposed to juxtapose them as adults, that is a fabrication. I'm sorry to say Wolfgang may have fallen for it, but it's been thoroughly debunked by my sources, by Vicky and Margaret and others. We know that was a fake.
I did not know that photo was fake, sir. That's interesting to hear that. The other thing that that draws me back to Sandy Hook was during the halftime show of the Super Bowl, you had all these children that were on the Super Bowl stage, and they looked a lot like the photos I remember of the Super Bowl. So I am taken by. I did not know about that.
Well, Danny, let me elaborate.
About banning the Super Bowl. I wouldn't let anybody talk about it after the Super Bowl because all those children appeared during that halftime show.
Well, it wasn't all the children, but there were about three of them who were there, and then they were presented as victims under false names. This whole thing was so elaborate in fabricating fake identities, Danny. You're right that there are lots of questions about the Super Bowl, but that was not all the kids who were supposed to have died any more than the photograph where Wolfgang was played by that photograph. And he put it a lot of places. I've even cited it on a couple of occasions, but that was a mistake. I know now that was a completely contrived in order to attempt to discredit those of us who are doing serious research on Sandy Hook. And now Eric Holder has apparently had that broadcast out of pirate radio station completely deleted. I mean, look, they've got computers that can perform a trillion operations a second. Well, that means if they're going to search for something and try to destroy it, they can be pretty bloody successful. So I'm doing what I can to get it, you know, if I can find a version of it, if there's any way I can get it on the air. But believe me, the evidence we have is simply overwhelming with or without it. And the fact that they've come out publicly and denounced, you know, exposed what happened because they want to get their lives back has, in effect, authorized me to go ahead and tell their story, even if they're unable to do it themselves directly, because I know the story in really considerable detail and have been simply holding back until such time as they came out. Well, they have come out. And I do think, you know, Eric Holder and Barack Obama are trying desperately to manage, because it's so discrediting of them and the Biden administration, because Joe was in on it too. But look at what they've done here in Nashville. They have done the job of self-discrediting themselves, and in a very thorough fashion. And you and I, of course, are going to look at all of this evidence. Here we have an early report. This is actually, I think, maybe when Biden came out to talk about it, Danny.
Worshippers at a nearby church embraced and cried during a vigil for the victims grieving over the violence that unfolded earlier today.
These are the names of the six victims killed, three of them just 9 years old. the other three members of the school staff, including a custodian and a substitute teacher. The shooter is also dead, shot by police. Tony Aiello joins us now with what we're learning about the investigation tonight. Tony?
We know one of the victims was the daughter of the pastor at Covenant Presbyterian Church. Another was the head of the affiliated Covenant School. Police say the shooter attended the school years ago. Tonight they're trying to understand what motivated today's attack. It took 14 minutes
to find back the shooter.
From the first 911 call,
multiple victims down,
to police entering Covenant School.
They immediately went to the gunfire,
returning fire and killing the shooter.
Look at the address.
Kenneth Gray is a former FBI agent.
So they stopped the act of shooting from progressing further. Their actions stopped further death from happening.
Metro Nashville police say the shooter had two AR-style weapons and a handgun and believed the attack was carefully planned.
There were maps drawn of the school in detail, surveillance, entry points, etc.
Cops say these photos show the shooter fired at arriving officers from a second-story window. Police named the shooter as 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale and later said Hale was transgender. Investigators found evidence in Hale's car parked nearby and at the home the shooter shared with a parent 3 miles away.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident.
Photos show children holding hands during a frantic school evacuation and capture the fear on the face of this child riding a bus to safety.
I felt like my nerves left me. No parent should have to receive that call. No parent should have to go through anything like that.
Happy to be reunited with them.
Monday night, the soundtrack in Music City is a sad one, with the deaths of three innocent kids and three dedicated school staffers.
I am overwhelmed at the thought of the loss of these families, of the future lost by these children and their families.
About 200 children attend the school. Tonight, police say the shooter gained access by shooting out a side door. President Biden says mass shootings are tearing at the nation's soul. He called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. Dick.
Of course, what else? An assault weapons ban. Danny, pick it up already. We have a lot of elements there, including we have three students and three adults who are dead. That's 33. The Masonic number, the address is 33. There were supposed to have been 33 teachers there. They're rubbing it in our face, Danny. Give us some thoughts.
Well, I'm glad you played that video first, sir, because that's the very first video I saw after the shooting. And I've gone through that particular video 25, 30 times. And I made pages and pages of notes of anomalies I caught as I put the other videos that I'm sure you're going to show with it. But when you see that, there, you know, one of the things that stuck out right away to me was how many people were in the parking lot and the fact that the news crew that operates the news camera was on the campus of this school during the shooting when it was happening as the kids were coming out. And also the buses were there to pick up the kids. How could the buses turn around and get there and turn around and come back and be ready for the kids so fast if they weren't queued? There's no way that the buses would be brought in to a live shooting event like that. That's not going to happen. And we're going to show video that's going to show how empty the parking lot was, but yet during that shot, the parking lot is full, and it's full of the buses. And again, it reminds me of the moon landing. How is it that the camera happened to be there right when the kids were coming out in the perfect position on the campus? That's impossible for them to be that there. And while it's happening, I mean, is the TV station across the street? Another anomaly that comes out are they showed a couple of bullet holes in a supposed police car from the shooter that shot at the police. And we know that's not the case. And we're going to dive into that by analyzing the video with the shoes. But there was enough anomalies in there to show. And then it's almost comical when he came out and said, we have a manifesto. And then, of course, right away they showed the victims And you can see right away it was 9, 9, and 9, and 60, 60, 61, at the address of the school. I mean, there's so many anomalies in that video that do not match up with the other videos that they released. It is a complete fabrication, what we saw. That was a complete production, like a TV show. It was almost comical to watch it at this point as you go through it. And you find anomaly after anomaly, and that doesn't even count the shoes. That just counts all the other things that were going on. But the TV cameras and the school buses being there, and then right when those kids come out, the cameras are already there. It's such a joke, sir. People have to understand there's no way that can happen during a live shooting like that.
I think that's so effective, and especially I love your point about the moon landing. Yeah, how can we have had the first step onto the moon when there's a camera already set up on the moon? It can't be the first step on the moon or there wouldn't be a camera there. They mucked it up, Danny, and you're making the wonderful point. This is supposed to be during the evacuation. In fact, we have a lot of footage that the school was empty at the time they did the original footage. There are no cars in the parking lot. You don't see a student, a teacher, a custodian, a secretary anywhere in the school building when the team comes in to take out the verb. So it's all really ridiculous. And then the glitch with the two different types of sneaker is just sealing the deal as to the embarrassment. I think this is so horrific. This is so badly done. They had to come out with this Trump indictment as a way of covering it up. Danny, let's take a look at some of the reports about it here early on. Female shooter kills three children, three staff members at Nashville Christian School. A 28-year-old woman allegedly shot and killed three children and three adult staff members at a Nashville Christian school. My heart goes out to the family. The atrocious shooting occurred at about 10:13 a.m. at the Covenant School, a private Christian school in Nashville for children from preschool through sixth grade. The 28-year-old woman repeatedly armed with two assault-type rifles and a handgun. Initial reports characterize the shooter as a teenage girl, reportedly entered through a side window, made her way to the second floor where she opened fire. The Nashville Fire Department also responded to an active aggressor at the school. White House Press Secretary Jean Pierre offered remarks. She reported the president had been briefed and the team was in contact with the DOJ. We want to express the president's appreciation for the first responders and prayers for all the family. We know too often our schools and communities are being devastated by gun violence. Of course, that's the whole idea. Biden has taken more action than any president in history on gun safety, mentioning the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, signed into law after the atrocities in Uvalde and Buffalo. Anyone following this show knows, Ryan Davidson especially, but Danny too, have taken apart both Buffalo and Uvalde. They were totally fake. And as I said, Vicky Soto actually reprised her role in Uvalde for $210,000. And she and Margaret are saying some of the crisis actors in Nashville were trained in Connecticut. Here's a few more reports about who are supposed to have died, the three kids, and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, get this. Since a Biden pistol ban was announced, gun owners have been calling on Congress to use a Congressional Review Act to disapprove the ban on millions of pistols and overturn it. But get this. Because of the mass shooting at the Christian school, they have put it off. Moreover, this is so bizarre. Biden comes down to talk about it, and he's talking about chocolate chip ice cream. He says, my name's Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Jill Biden's husband. He said it came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream here. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator. Danny, here's flipping to the original, the video coming in, and look at the emptiness of the parking lot to contrast with your point about how crowded it is now. Here it comes. Everyone can't see this until they see the video version, but it's a van driving an empty parking lot, just a tiny number of cars here, driving along.
There's no cars at all. It's a joke. Looks like a couple of rental cars have been put in the parking lot. It's definitely not an active school day. There's no children about. There's no activity. There's no nothing going on. When you look at this over and over again, sir, this is a huge tell.
Go for it.
Well, the other thing is, here comes the suspect. You can see him. Notice when he shoots the windows out, they all go out at the same time, almost like he had a machine gun. If you play that back slow, and I don't think we can do that, you can see that all four windows blow out at the exact same time. Here we go.
He walks
through the glass. And if you notice, the glass just falls right to the ground immediately. And then here comes the suspect here in the particular video. So as he comes in, he's not even really holding an assault rifle.
Here you go, Daddy. Here you go. I'm playing it again. Yeah, there it is. All going out.
All four canes drop to the floor at the exact same time. Almost looked like they had some kind of charge, explosive charge on the glass. That bullets don't do that. They're not going to make all four panes of glass in those doors completely collapse like that. All at the same exact time. And here's the shooter with the red hat, the transgender shooter that they keep saying, walking around holding his gun. He looks a little confused. I also like to point out, sir, if you notice the burglar alarm or fire alarm is going off, you can see it flashing in the background, okay? And you wouldn't see that alarm and that flashing going off coming through the school if it was open. Okay, the alarm isn't going to go off because there'd be people walking around there that would set off the alarm. So it's not a school day, sir. There's some many indications in this video that shows that this building was closed and there was no activity going on in this day whatsoever. The shooter went into that one office there where the offices are, and there's nobody. You can't find anybody in the offices where the staff would be, and they're totally empty. And then the shooter starts to walk into the main forum of the school and walks down the hallway here coming up. And here he goes. He's walking down the main hallway with his rifle. And it's closed. You can look at the vending station right there. It's completely closed. There's nothing going on. Everything's put away. And down at the end of the hallway, it's dark. This school is closed. There is nobody there. It's like he's walking through there on a Saturday or Sunday or during the summertime, maybe at some point, when school was out. There is no activity in that building, and it had been locked down. You can see the burglar alarm flashing and going off at the same time. Again, I'd like to point out, if it was an active school day, the lot would be full of guards, and the alarm wouldn't be going off in the school at all. This video, sir, on a completely different day at a different time, and all of this was put together on the news like a movie to try and fool the American people. Yeah. This was real. And what we're looking at there is not a transsexual. What we're looking at is an actor. We don't know who that person is because we'd have to get their fingerprints and we'd have to ID whoever that is in the red baseball hat. But it is not
a
shooter. He didn't shoot anybody.
Do you think that's supposed to be a MAGA hat?
I don't know what it is, sir. It's a red hat. I didn't see any insignia. I took some photographs of the hat. It doesn't appear to have anything on it. And then what we can do is we can also move into the weapons. We can analyze this.
Oh, Danny, we're going to do all that because we're about to hit a break. Let me start here. I mean, so many people were not taken in. Here's one. Catch this, Danny. The Jeffersonian girl. I'm sorry. Here we go again. If you survive one mass shooting, you can survive two. Shooting hoax, she's exposing. Let's see how they open this hoax on the news. They're showing Covenant Presbyterian at 33.
Wait a minute.
The address, 33, number, street number.
Serious?
Yes, they gave their favorite number, but it's not the last 33 in this hoax. Let's get the next 33 codes out of the way. Move into their recycled crisis actors.
You know that she was armed.
Shooter had three guns. Traveled first floor and second. 3+3.
Efforting now to identify her. She entered the school through a side entrance and traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots. We now know
she killed three students plus three adults for another 33.
As well three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims.
Now we've gone over at 33, so let's highlight this recycled crisis act that's on the scene right when the fake news arrived, but before the police press conference,
Great jam.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. At the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Let me continue with the Jeffersonian girl debunking before we were so rudely interrupted. Now that we've gone over to the 33s, let's highlight this recycled Crassus actress who was on the scene when the fake news arrived, and they arrived too early, as you observed, Danny, and before the police press conference. So she's Johnny on the spot. Expressions of disbelief. That's right, folks. Shondell Brooks was part of that ridiculous Nashville Waffle House shooting covered by several channels on 153sNews.net. She was one of them, but the idiots couldn't leave well enough to know another hoaxer is friend with Shondell. She came to visit her all the way from Highland Park, Illinois, just in time to be there. Her Highland Park buddy just happened to be in town that day to visit Shondell. Both arrived at the scene, interviewed within minutes of the news breaking the story. Survivor of Illinois, July 4th, mass shooting was in Nashville on vacation during the attack. This is America. An Illinois mom who survived the Highland Park shooting, Abby Breasley, was visiting her sister-in-law and advocating for gun safety when she received a frantic call from a friend. This is so absurd. So absurd. These are news hounds. They can't wait to get their face up. Maybe they get paid by the minute. Maybe they get paid by the number of times they appear. It was like, are you kidding me? You can survive one mass shooting. You can survive two last shootings. Let's see these two idiots at the press conference just to show you both of them arrived pretty early.
So on a typical day, there would be about 209 students inside the school and approximately 40 to 50 staff members, about 42 staff members.
She's there in the background from Illinois. There they are together. Quit making me laugh. I'll break character. An officer had she says.
She's smiling. One day every day is Kanye.
I seen all the signs. Jefferson girl wasn't fooled, Danny. Yeah, comment on that. Go for it.
She was smiling, sir. I just want to point out, you know, some of your commentary I can hear, but I think some of that music was drowning out your voice when you were trying to read some of the highlights, because it was washed out and the music was completely cutting out on...
Right, because it's meant to be seen visually, yes. Go, Danny, tell us.
But what people need to understand, let's just kind of back up and put this together. You know, what we're seeing is we're seeing the crisis actors in the shot right there talking to each other, and we're seeing them actually smile. We actually see that lady laugh and smile and then quickly wipe the smirk off of her face And nobody would be smiling at a mass shooting. There would be so much drama, so much emotional trauma that would take off. Your body shakes. We've gone over that many times when you go through an event like that or a car crash during a shooting. And you see her actually smiling and laughing as the other lady that we just saw talking about her child died at the Waffle House was whispering into her ear as they were getting ready. I don't think they thought they were in the camera shot at that time. So that is such a hoax, sir. I hope that video makes the cut, because that really just kind of accentuates exactly what we were talking about on what a setup this was and how this was all shot on different days like a movie, and they put it all together on the news under one reel of film and played it like it was one live event. And that just blows open anybody that sees that has half a brain can see this was completely concocted. And I'd like to, if we could, when you're ready, to back up to the parking lot when the shooter comes in, and we can go over that a little bit more, because there's a lot of anomalies in there.
Sure, I can back up to that, Danny. I think this is it. No, that's Jeffersonian girl. I'll get back to it, Danny.
What I just want to point out
video.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sir, when the shooter comes in the building, okay, and they show the shooter approach the glass windows, you can see all four glass panes. So I really want to talk about this. You can see all four glass panes blow out at the same time, okay? And the shooter actually did not have an AR-15. So let's get right into the nuts and guts of it. The shooter was actually using a gun that's a 9mm. Basically, it's a long pistol. It breaks in half. It's kind of a backpack gun made by a company called Kel-Tec. And it's they make obscure guns that this gun folds in half, and it shoots a 9mm pistol cartridge, okay? Not a AR-15 5.56 or .223 rifle round. So he holds it up to the glass like he's using it, but it would have to be a full auto gun and much more powerful to blow out all four panes at the exact same time, and the glass just falls to the ground and shatters.
Here we're driving into the parking lot again, Danny, to give you the footage.
Watches this later on. There's no cars in the parking lot, and during the media, when the camera shows the kids coming out and the school buses in the parking lot and all that kind of stuff, the parking lot was completely full.
Here goes.
Of cars. Right now, there's no cars in the parking lot at all. It's closed. And here's the glass blowing out. All four panes go at the same time. So there's a breezeway door in the front and then the actual entrance door. And in the breezeway, all four panes blow out at the exact same time simultaneously. Okay, there's no way that would happen if you fired real bullets into the glass like that. It wouldn't explode and fall out, all four panes at the same time. And then, again, I'd like to describe in this video that I did not pick up, the suspect is wearing a pair of navy blue Puma shoes. It's very clear. I took closer photos of it.
White and blue.
Yes, they have a white stripe. Yes, sir, I was getting to that. They have a white, the white Puma logo is a stripe, and that's on there, but it's a navy blue shoe with the red hat. Backwards, wearing some sort of a tactical vest, or trying some kind of a tactical vest. I don't know what that is, but you can see. And what's really interesting is the suspect actually has an AR-15. It appears in this video on them, but they're wearing it on their shoulder behind their back with the barrel pointing at the ground. So the actual more powerful weapon is the AR-15 with the rifle round, and they're not even using that weapon. They're using the fold-in-half backpack gun that shoots the 9mm cartridge, and it uses actually pistol magazines that go through the handle of the gun or the grip of the gun. So it's a very interesting gun. It came out several years ago. Again, it's known as the backpack gun. It's definitely not a gun that most people would own or carry around with them or buy. It's just, like I said, kind of a novelty gun. But the shoes are a big deal, because when you see the blue shoes with the white stripe in that video, you can see that the suspect clearly what the dress is, what they're wearing, what kind of gun that that he or she is holding up. And then you see the burglar alarm flashing and going off at the same time. You see the lights flashing on there, and there's nobody home. There's nobody in the offices. So anybody can clearly see. And I'm really shocked that the people that put this on actually put this video out and didn't catch the anomalies on the school. Yes. Looks closed. There's nobody in the parking lot. They missed the shoes and also the weapon. Joe Biden came out and said he used two AK-47s. Well, there's no AK-47. There's not anywhere in the scene. He's using a 9mm rifle, if you will, and he's not even using the AR-15. So there's so many anomalies in that video, sir. I mean, we could probably spend a whole show just on that particular video. But the shoes and the weapon are two major keys to that video.
Well, let me just emphasize the point you made. When a burglar alarm goes off, it's like a fire alarm. If people were there, they'd be streaming into the hallway to get out of the building. And there's not a single person evident, Danny. So your point is impeccable and very telling. Here's another report about the shooting. Let's check this one out.
Cool story out of Nashville. Six people killed, but we do have an update from police. We want to bring you right now this tweet from Metro Nashville Police saying the six victims fatally shot by the active shooter at Covenant School are identified as Evelyn Dykehouse, Hallie Scruggs, and
Dykehouse. Evelyn Dykehouse. Hallie Scruggs. Oh my God! Hey, and then I think William Hudson. I think he subbed on my channel. Sub to William, man. He has a really good breakdown, and I'll probably put his channel on the link. But he's saying all the kids' age were 9 years old, right? So there's three kids. That's 666 right there, right? And then you magically got all these adults that were at the age of 60 getting killed, and they're all at 60 years old, folks. Then you got the triple six? You got the triple six and the triple six. Well, now isn't that crazy? This is wild as heck. But you got to definitely know, man, once they start doing the 33 and the 666 numeric codes like on the news, that means that the big stage event is coming. And they're going to release... Oh, I don't know what they're going to do this time around, but I don't really think ivermectin and hydrochloroquine is going to work. Because the first time I think they ran either bacteria, mold, some sort of parasite. They ran something either through the water or Costco's water or something. That's why they ran it with the toilet paper run. You know what I mean? And they could have laced the toilet paper. You never know. You know what I mean? They could put like graphene oxide on it. They could put like some sort of agent on the toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? These fools are snakes, man. They don't stray away from like any ideas to kill God's children. You know what I mean? So right now they're having a shortage of water over in, I think, with the Midwest. I forgot what state that was. But they're putting a strain.
Perhaps that's enough of that. Here's yet another, Danny.
Yeah. So this is the parents waiting for their children at that Nashville school shooting, folks. And they look very worried, man. I feel my heart goes out to them. Them parents. It really does. Oh, yeah? You were just
calm and relaxed. Yeah, nobody's stressed out at all.
And collect a paycheck, like, right after.
Yeah. With them lounging around. Yeah. No trauma at all.
Waiting for their paychecks, as he observes.
They're just lounging, like you said, lounging around the massacre. Another lounging around the massacre.
They show the same clips.
Look, there's no emotional trauma. Nobody's shaking. Nobody's face is red. None of the women are crying or upset. They don't look worried at all about their children.
Yeah. Dude, they're playing the same damn clip over and over and over, these worried, sick parents.
Sir, I don't know if we're going to get to it. Are you going to show the police video where they go in and supposedly... shoot the suspect?
Yeah, sure, Daddy. Of course I am. Yes, of course I am.
I'd like to point out, before we get to that is that, you know, the police at some point, they release a video of the police going in to shoot the suspect. And when you break that video down, even before we show it, I like to go into it. A lot of the cops are wearing plain clothes and just threw like a tactical vest over. So they're wearing jeans and T-shirts or whatever. And as I'm watching that, I watched it several times. It looks like a bunch of different agencies that got together to run a drill. And they're kind of practicing with each other. A few of them even act like they don't know each other, which is really interesting as you watch that. And they're, again, announcing in the building that the police are in the building, and that would be tipping off the suspect. What's really interesting is they're not acting like they're going to be shot at any moment. The media showed us the police car. They showed us a picture of the police car in the parking lot that had bullet holes in it. Well, that would mean that the shooter, you know, was shooting at the police, and they would be much more on guard and have a different stance and a different take when they went into the building if they were actually taking gunfire from an AR-15 from a window into the car. The suspect never shot at the police. The suspect never even fired his 9mm gun ever. And in the end of the video, we'll see that when he's laying on the ground, he still has the AR-15 strapped to his back, never did use it, even in the video, never fired anything at the police, and still has the 9mm rifle.
Yes.
And never did use the AR-15 at any point at all in the video, which I'm really surprised they didn't have the actor playing the shooter holding the AR-15 using it, because that's the weapon they really want and they demonize. They had not, this whole hoax, even in their own video, had nothing to do with the AR-15. Their actor never even used it.
Right. Here's some of the entrance frames from it where you see the sneakers so clearly. Metro release
that's
a survey.
That's the Kel-Tec 9mm. It's not an AR-15.
Right.
It's a very important distinction. It's not a powerful rifle weapon as the AR-15 is. It shoots the 9mm pistol cartridge. So the same thing, the same round that comes out of a 9mm handgun comes out of that weapon. It's just longer. It folds in half. It's missing the stock. It's a backpack gun. It breaks in half and it folds into the middle of the backpack. It's like a survival gun that you would keep in an airplane, or you throw it in a backpack when you go camping or something. Yeah. So you have something on you, but it is definitely not an assault rifle. There's nothing about that weapon.
Before we get to the key, here's a post from Peter Story to me. These types of videos in the good old days used to appear on YouTube deconstructing fake shootings, and there's abundance now. In these big shoot videos are 33s, a school address, 3 students, 3 adults, 2 666s, 3 9-year-old students equals 666 upside down. 3 adult victims, 61, 60, 61 years old. Crisis actors with no tears. One almost breaks out acting, as can be seen in the first video. Lines of kids, an odd name, Mike Hill, age 61, over the hill. Lots of laughs, like Sandy Hook. Lots of lounging at the massacre. Authorities holding press conference, looking so bored and matter of fact, even though they're at the scene of a mass shooting. Here's Honey Badger, did a little dive on a gal who mysteriously showed up in Nashville today. Shane, she was at a convention and got to the shooting at school 35 minutes after it happened. Look who she's pals with, Nancy Pelosi. Here we have these various other cases that are supposed to involve trannies. Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary. Denver shooting identified as trans. Aberdeen shooting identified as trans. Nashville shooter identified as trans. Here's Tucker talking about it. This is nice, and we'll get to the one.
Just last week that we noticed that parts of the transgender movement seem to be getting militant and possibly dangerous. We did a whole segment about it on Thursday night. That segment was sparred by an NPR segment we had heard and never expected to hear. NPR is always, as a matter of editorial policy, completely opposed to civilian ownership of firearms, with the possible exception of maybe IRS agents. Yet here suddenly was that very same station, National Public Radio, positively urging trans people to buy guns, as many guns as possible, and if necessary, to use them. The world is dangerous, explained one trans gun owner. You have to be dangerous back. And that seems strange to us. Is the United States really a dangerous place for trans people? Well, West Baltimore is dangerous. You could easily get murdered there. But if you're trans in this country, obviously there are many downsides, but there do appear to be some benefits. It's a lot easier to get into Harvard, for example. It's definitely easier to get a job at Citibank or in the Biden White House. If you're transgender and can so much as fly a kite, the Pentagon will happily make you an F-35 pilot just so Hollywood can make a movie about it. Identifying as trans, whatever, again, its downsides, does convey status in this country, which is why so many young people now do. Not a lot of 19-year-olds are pretending to be car mechanics or linemen for a regional power company in eastern Ohio, but plenty of college freshmen do pretend to be members of the opposite sex. And why wouldn't they? The people in charge despise working-class whites, but they venerate the trans community. People are just responding to incentives. It's rational in a way. But that does not explain the anger that we heard in that NPR segment. Why are some trans people so angry, and why do they seem to be mad specifically at traditional Christians? We can't think of any trans person who's ever been murdered by a pastor. As far as we know, that has never happened. So it's not an actual threat of violence from Christians that's inspiring some trans people to buy AR-15s. No, it's got to be more fundamental than that, and it is. The trans movement is the mirror image of Christianity, and therefore its natural enemy. In Christianity, the price of admission is admitting that you're not God. Christians openly concede that they have no real power over anything, and for that matter, very little personal virtue. They will tell you to your face that they are sinful and helpless and basically absurd. They're not embarrassed about any of this. They brag about it. That saved a wretch like me. It was the most famous Christian hymn ever written in English. The trans movement takes the opposite view. Trans ideology claims dominion over nature itself. We can change the identity we were born with, they will tell you with wild-eyed certainty. Christians can never agree with this statement because these are powers they believe God alone possesses. That unwillingness to agree, that failure to acknowledge a trans person's dominion over nature, incites and enrages some in the trans community. People who believe they're God can't stand to be reminded that they're not. So Christianity and transgender orthodoxy are wholly incompatible theologies. They can never be reconciled. They are on a collision course with each other. One side is likely to draw blood before the other side. That's what we concluded last week. Yesterday morning, tragically, our fears were confirmed. A self-identified trans person called Audrey Hale committed mass murder at a Christian school in Nashville. Hale burst into a place called the Convent School and executed 3 9-year-olds as well as 3 adults. Police have released body cam footage from the end of the massacre. We're showing you just a small part of it. You can see the rest online if you want. We're not going to show it because it's too awful and sad. But what was almost as sickening to see in a far more subtle and insidious way was the media coverage of yesterday's tragedy. Here's Terry Moran of ABC News, for example, suggesting that Christians were murdered in Tennessee because they infringed on the rights of transgendered people. Watch.
Audrey Hale was identified herself as a transgender person. State of Tennessee earlier this month passed
the parking lot is full there
that banned transgender medical care for minors.
Look at the cars
as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in that state.
The state of Tennessee bans the sexual mutilation of children. Children get shot to death in a school. It's cause and effect. That's what ABC News is telling you. That's not far from justifying mass murder. But others took the next step. A group called the Trans Resistance Network said that the shooter's death was a complex tragedy that resulted from, quote, anti-trans bias. The Hershey Chocolate Company's new trans spokesman, meanwhile, someone called Faye Johnstone, posted messages after the shooting complaining about, quote, trans misogyny. In Canada, a taxpayer-funded trans rights organization put out a statement that ignored the murder of the children in Nashville entirely and instead claimed there has been a, quote, exponential rise in anti-trans violence. That is a lie. It's a provable lie. And in fact, the opposite is true. We seem to be watching the rise of trans terrorism. The man who tried to murder Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the repeal of Roe v. Wade identified as a, quote, trans gamer girl. The man who shot up a nightclub in Colorado in this past November and murdered 5 people identified as non-binary. And now this. and there could be more. Antifa has announced this coming Saturday is the, quote, trans day of vengeance. Vengeance for what? That's not explained. But the suggestion is there will be violence in Washington this weekend. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted about this today, because if there's a day of vengeance coming, the rest of us should probably know about it. And for doing so, immediately had her official congressional Twitter account suspended. You're not supposed to talk about any of this, apparently. And the authorities in Nashville certainly are not planning to talk about it. They're doing their best not to. Here's the police chief of Nashville explaining that, well, he's happy to talk about the shooter's guns. He's not going to tell you anything about the shooter's motives. Why?
So in the manifesto, there's several different writings about other locations. There were locations, there was talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place. It's quite a bit of writing to it. I have not read the entire manifesto. Our team and the FBI have been working on this.
Well, that's interesting. Within what seemed like minutes, we saw pictures of the rifles and the pistol. We now have horrifying body cam footage from within the school. So unsettling, we're not going to show it to you. But somehow we can't see the manifesto in which the killer explains why she killed. Why is that? It's not accidental. Well, you know exactly why it is. Because it would make the obvious undeniable. The trans movement is targeting Christians, including with violence. Most Christian leaders in this country don't want to admit that. Admitting it might force them to take deeply unfashionable positions. But it is true, and anyone who's paying attention knows that it's true. And so, like most true things at this point, it is officially suppressed. Here, for example, is Joe Biden yelping again about how it's all your fault when these tragedies happen because you've got guns at home. This is from yesterday.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reported we had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban.
So we're going to prevent you from learning why the shooter did it. And we don't have to guess because she wrote a whole manifesto about why she did it. We know that she did that because she told a friend of hers on Instagram that she did it. But we can't see it. We can only talk about the guns. We can't know what kind of drugs she was taking, what kind of hormones or SSRIs or benzodiazepines. We can only guess. We can only talk about the guns. Pass my assault weapons ban. That'll fix the problem. But Joe Biden is lying about that. He knows that he's lying. And you know that he's lying. Yesterday's massacre did not happen because of lax gun laws. Yesterday's massacre happened because of a deranged and demonic ideology that is infecting this country with the encouragement of people like Joe Biden. Let's start by being honest about that.
I think that was simply excellent. Meanwhile, these are the guns that were confiscated. There was symbolism here. I have a strange feeling, anarchy symbolism. I have a strange feeling not only Antifa, the real Antifa is behind this. Actually, it's Biden, it's Obama, it's Eric Holder. But I believe the members of the Nazi Azov Battalion are providing material support. I think that's a stretch. Biden did approve of dark U.S. military training them here in our homeland. Look at the symbolism on the gun. Also, a trans community recently partnered with the Azov Battalion, and it is odd, Danny. There are these symbols on the guns. Here's the flag of the Azov Battalion. I did a thing with David Zublik. I'm going to look for the one. You talk, Danny, about what you got here. This whole thing with Biden is bizarre. I'm going to find the right video we need here. Go ahead.
The thing is, sir, that I like to say about the whole Tucker segment is, you know, some of that I believe, yeah, true. But, you know, there's no transgender shooting up any school. This was a complete hoax, a play, a fabrication. Okay, that person in the red hat never shot anybody, never fired their gun. Nobody got shot. It's a TV show. It never happened. We're pointing it out. Now, you showed a video that showed an overhead video on Vox showed the parking lot was full of cars.
Yeah.
But when the suspect drove in the parking lot, there was nobody in the parking lot. It's completely empty. Okay. It's very important. Sometimes people say those are the little things, but the little things show you that this thing is a complete hoax. When the suspect walked up to the door and shot out the glass, all four panes blew out at the same time, like they had explosive on there. Okay. The suspect didn't have this powerful machine gun that they let loose on the doors, and they were able to put so much firepower into that glass that all four panes blew out at the same time. Okay. They put some kind of an explosive charge on that glass to make it blow out like that. That was not bullets. Do not blow out glass like that. So that is a very big, important distinction. That's not even accounting for the shoes. Okay. Then we have the burglar alarm or the fire alarm going off. Okay. That would only happen during a closed, when the building was closed, not when it was open. We have the suspect going through the offices, and there's not one single person that they make contact with. You know, at that point, they would have been people sitting in those offices at desks, working, walking up and down the hallway. They walk into the main forum. The person walks into the forum. They're wearing the shoes again, the blue shoes with the white stripes. There's not, everything is closed in that school. The concession stand there is completely locked down and closed. Nothing, as they're told. And then again, we have the media over and over again showing the crisis actors in the shot at the press conference before the police even speak. And we see the parking lot when the kids come out is totally full of cars. And the kids are holding hands. And I'd like to point out, sir, that on some of those videos, I slowed it down frame by frame. You can see some of the kids are smiling and laughing as they're holding hands and coming out. If that was a real shooting, sir, those kids would have been running full speed for their lives, running down the sidewalk. They're not going to come out bunched up during a massive shooting with their, holding their hands and be an easy target like that. They're going to be running like rats everywhere, people piling out of that school. There isn't going to be a TV camera crew set up on the sidewalk during a live shooting when the people are coming out of the building. There's no way a camera crew can get there with their lights and their big cameras and news crews and be on the property set up while the shooting is taking place. That's a very important distinction. Yeah. And the buses are there to pick up the children coming out from the live shooting as it's taking place, sir. All this happening, obviously this was all choreographed way ahead of time, and the media footage of the kids coming out in the bus was shot on a completely different day than this other video when the suspect went in and blew out the glass. And, I mean, if you just can't see all these anomalies here, you're just not getting it.
Danny, I got the right stuff set up now. What something that surprised me about Tucker is he said it was too gruesome to show the end. It wasn't gruesome. It was like a cartoon. It was silly why he said it was gruesome. But here's a crucial frame, Danny, where you can see at the end where the perp is lying there and the different sneaker. Look at that. Completely different type of sneaker with the red and all that. I mean, it's just shocking. So here we got a comparison, Danny, of the Puma on the left and the Vans on the right. I mean, what could be more devastating proof that this is a fraud? Here you have a guy who's very good and picked up on it early on. Let's check this out, and then we'll get your commentary.
All right. Now, someone put a thing below on one of my videos about the shooter, that the sneakers were different. I didn't really look into it until now because I found out for myself that the sneakers were, in fact, different. This is bingo, bango, wango, detango, 100% proof. And please, please, someone send this to Stu Peters because he has to know about this. I hope that he understands what we understand, that this was totally orchestrated satanic ritual to get people to succumb to their will. It's all supernatural. But it's clear as a ringy-ding-ding that they did this not in one day, because our little transgender it is wearing two separate kinds of shoes, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. Let me just show you the big evidence ahead of time, because people can be naysayers, so I don't want you to be naysayers right away. Let's take a look, okay?
These are Pumas. I wore these as a kid. These haven't changed since 1960. All right? That's a Puma. That's a big, thick Puma logo. Okay? This is a Vans. Puma, this is a Vans. This is made in the 60s. This style, this is made in the 2020s. Okay? Here is the shooter's leg. It's clear as a ringy-ding-ding. He's wearing the Vans on this day of the shooting. Okay? So they did it in maybe 2 days, 3 days, a week, whatever it is. All that, like, body footage, cameras, bullshit. It's a hoax. It never happened. And I hope you can see that these are the red and yellow flames. Red, yellow flames, red, yellow flames. And if you're thinking that somebody photoshopped this, here's Mail Online, directly from Mail Online, the exact same Vans shoes with the red and yellow flames. This is 100% confirmed by myself from Mail Online. This picture's from Mail Online. This is 100% proof that nobody died. They staged the whole thing. If you ever wanted to toot your horn and show people some information that's 100% unbebunkable, well, you finally have it. Out of all my years in showing people hoaxes that people believe in school shootings, this is 100% proof that this was a staged event, and it's totally BS. That means that this guy did not die. It says the daughter of Mike Hill, pictured who had worked at the school for more than a decade, said she never thought he would be killed in a mass shooting. Well, you know what? He never was. We don't know who these people are. Okay. 49 was looking at some of the pictures, and as you know, she has a good eye. She says, a lot of these people look photoshopped. Well, I think the AI is creating fake people. If you look at this, me and 49 at the exact same time I was on the phone with her, we realized that the eyes on this woman are the same eyes on this guy. The AI didn't change the eyes at all. They're using the same color, the same eyeball, but they create around. Okay? This woman is the same, they use the same template. The AI used the same template on this guy's face, which is Robbie Parker 2.0, who lost his little girl just like in Sandy Hook hoax. That's why I call him Robbie Parker 2.0. You understand that? It's horseshit. It's bullshit. And we're never going to see this guy until up. Probably because look at the faces. Who's that, Mrs. Doubtfire? Are you kidding me?
And as I say, Emily Parker is calling this out. Her real name, Margaret Coggle, she's calling it out. She's saying some of these crisis actors were trained in Connecticut. Vicky Soto, actually Vicky Aurelio, is also calling it out. She's saying they were paid even more than she was paid to reprise her role at Uvalde, for which she got $210,000. These people are getting like $310,000 for faking being victims or participants in Nashville. I mean, Danny, this is ridiculous. This is wasting taxpayer money to promote the political agenda of the Democrat. Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, all behind it, except this isn't the real Joe. This is a phony fraud. Your thoughts, Danny?
I want to reiterate to everybody that's listening to this service, there's no transgender. It's like they're trying to provoke violence from the right, the gun owners and the Christians that transsexuals are shooting them or whatever. We don't have any evidence of that. This is not that. This is a hoax. This is a false flag staged event. I just got to keep reiterating that. This has nothing to do with transsexuals, whatever. You know, I think they do have a mental issue, like the doctors say. That's my personal belief. I believe with the doctors that is a mental disorder. But in this case, there's no transsexual shooting up the school or any of that nonsense. This is a complete hoax and a fabrication. And the shoes thing, sir, is so bombshell. And I went through the police video frame by frame, and I know we're going to show that in a minute. But at the end, let's leave out the pictures. You can actually see in the live video when the suspect is down on the ground, and the police go to pull the gun off of them, you can see the shoes in the video, not even photographed. So there is no Photoshop going on. But I also like to point out that I'm not even sure at the end of that video that as a real person, that could even be a dummy laying on the floor because the legs are bent back. They almost look broken. And that could be a dummy that they placed on the floor for that particular shot and not even be a live person. The reason why I think that is because for some reason they blurred out the person's face. You can see the blur on there, and they don't want to show the face, as if maybe they shot the person in the face and they want you to see the blood. You can't see any blood anywhere. You don't see any bullet casings anywhere. When the one officer shoots with the handgun, you don't see any shell casings coming out of the gun. You don't see the suspect is already on the ground. You don't see the rounds actually striking the victim. You can't see any puffs of smoke. You can't see the clothes disturbed. You can't see anything that you would normally see in a real shooting. And you don't see an ounce of blood anywhere on the suspect, whatever. And you would see usually red stained shirts. You can easily see during a shooting, you see evidence of the strikes from the rounds, and there isn't. And I'm not sure, I'm going to reiterate, but I'm not so sure that that is even the actor that we saw in the beginning film coming into the building. At the end, I think that that could possibly be a mannequin or a dummy that they laid on the floor, and the mannequin or the dummy has the fake Van shoes on, and that's why they screwed up with the shoes, because they didn't have the actor actually laying on the floor there. They had a dummy, and they forgot to change the shoes, and they put this other pair of shoes on there. There's no way, sir, that an active shooter would come into a building wearing one pair of tennis shoes, and then at the end of the shot, when the police come in and shoot you, you're laying on the ground, and you had time to change your shoes when you were committing a live shooting like that. So this is over the top, sir, over the top smoking gun. I mean, just like if you caught the guy coming out of the bank holding the bag of money, he's got a gun in his hand, the smoke's coming out of his barrel, and there's a dead body on the ground. I mean, you just can't get any more smoking guns to show that this is a state-sponsored false flag with taxpayer money paying crisis actors and the news crews all together, working together to try to pull a hoax off on the public and make them think that there was a mass shooting at a school to invoke emotion to get people to go along with taking away the guns from the population. And this is just, this is going to go down, sir, for 20, 30 years. It's one of the biggest hoaxes besides Sandy Hook ever. And it just came out, all the evidence fell apart on the first day, right away. And I think he nailed it right on the spot with they needed a massive, and I mean massive, nuclear type of event to take them, because this was spreading like wildfire. They needed a massive, massive distraction to try and cover up this blunder and change the channel and get people to stop talking about the shooting. They needed it, and they desperately needed it. And look what happened. They pulled out the Trump card, and they put the Trump indictment on TV to get everybody to stop looking. I think you had that 100%, sir.
Yeah, Daddy, listen, I'm having trouble finding that specific, but it's online everywhere. Online everywhere, you can see.
I can narrate the clip if you would, sir. If you'd like, I can go through that.
Yes. A little bit. Yes. Go through it. Go through it.
What happens is in the clip, and I would urge everybody, Dr. Fetzer tries to find that clip. What happens is the police come into the building and they stack up like police do when they're trained. But if you look at a lot of the officers, they're wearing their weapons and their gear and tactical vests. But you can notice that several of them are wearing just like, you know, basic T-shirts, and they have a vest on, and they're not wearing their full gear that you normally would, or their uniform, okay? Like a SWAT team would be very coordinated, and they wear the same colors, and they wear the same ballistic shield helmets. You don't see that. You see kind of a ragtag group of guys coming in. You do see some of them in uniform. I will give you that. There are some. But there are some that are just wearing basic T-shirts. You know, they don't have all their gear. They look like they were in a hurry, and they just threw a vest on real quick and grabbed a rifle. As a matter of fact, some of them don't even have a handgun or a sidearm on. They just have the rifle in their hand. And I thought that was really strange. And that's what it looks like at a drill. I've been to the drills before, and everybody is kind of wearing their regular clothes. Not everybody's wearing their uniform at the same time. You just put on your gear and you practice, and, you know, you go through the drills. And that's what it looks like. It looks like a group of guys from all different agencies came together and practiced that day. And I'm not even sure if these guys knew when they shot this video that they were shooting it for the purpose of a false flag. It could have been a training being filmed, and then they decided to use it later and go live with it, which is why we have the suspect with the wrong shoes. We have possibly a dummy laying on the floor, not a live person in the end. You know, and as they go through the hallway, sir, they're announcing that the police are here. Well, you know, if a suspect already fired out a window and shot at the police in the parking lot with his rifle, they would already have a pretty good idea of where the suspect was. They would be IDing that suspect, keeping their eye on that suspect with their equipment and their binoculars. They would know where that suspect is. But you don't see that. You see the police going through these different rooms where they kind of know the suspect isn't. And they don't look stressed. They don't look really urgent, like they might take gunfire at any moment. When you're about ready to get shot at, okay, you have a very specific posture. You are weapons up, barrel on target, right in front of you, finger on the trigger, and you are leaning and you are just looking down the barrel of your weapon as you go room to room to room. And a lot of the guys don't have that urgency that you would have, like you might take fire at any single moment of it. That's a very important distinction to make. This looks like a drill, like a lexical drill. When they finally get upstairs where they already know the suspect is and they catch him, you can see four guys go around the corner. You can kind of hear some shots. And then one officer goes around the corner and shoots the suspect that's already laying on the ground with no blood with his handgun. And it's a Glock pistol. You can see very clear he's using a Glock pistol. And he actually fires the shots. And you can see the gun go off. You can't see any casings. And you can see from his body cam, because he's the only one at that point that has a body camera, you can see he's not striking the suspect. I stopped motion the video, played it frame by frame. I don't see any bullet strikes hitting this supposed dummy or person that's already on the ground moving. He said, stop moving, drop your gun. He keeps yelling at it. But whatever this thing is not moving on the ground. And you can see the legs bent back, and you can definitely see the shoes are different. The suspect is now wearing that colored Vans, colored shoes, and no longer wearing the blue Puma shoes with the white stripe on it. They changed it, and this is not a Photoshop. This is in a 4K video, HD video. It is not in any kind of photo, so there is no Photoshop going on.
Danny, I'm going to play this footage now. I think I've got it here. See, here we go. See if this doesn't work, and you can comment. Go ahead and comment.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the footage or not, because I don't recognize the transcript on there. Well, it's some of it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to lead us with a transcript. Right, you're right.
That's actually not the raw footage.
I agree. Let's see if they get to the body.
You can hear the alarm going off, whether it's the burglar alarm or the fire alarm.
Right. They're trying to lead us and to have certain inferences that are about what's going on.
Yeah, that's not the video.
Yeah, also,
right.
Made me very proud of my brother.
Yeah. It's short. Let's see if they show the you're absolutely right. Yeah, that's not it. Let me see if I can do better, Danny.
That's not the footage, but when they go around the corner, the body's already on the floor. Now,
right.
I'd also like to point out a very important distinction, sir, okay, a psychological distinction, if you will. Supposedly, before the police entered the building, the media showed bullet holes in a police vehicle. Now, that photograph that they show of bullet holes in that police vehicle could have been at any time. That's a still photo. Okay, that could have been from years ago. It's just a stock photo they put in there of a car with bullet holes through the windshield. So that, to me, that doesn't mean anything. But the key thing is that they were taking fire in the parking lot from the suspect. So the suspect was demonstrating already, sir, that they were willing to shoot at the police. So the police don't act like they're taking gunfire at all when they walk into the building.
Right.
They don't have any of that pressure on them. And when they come through the building and go around that corner to meet the suspect never raises his rifle and shoots at the police. If the suspect was brazen enough to shoot at the police with a rifle from the building, He would have been in there ready, set up to engage the police when they came down that hallway. We would have had a massive gunfight. We didn't have that. The suspect in the end in the video that the police were
with,
there was no gunfight whatsoever.
Let me see if we got it here, Danny.
No, that's not the video.
Well, I know. But is comment on what we got here anyway, Danny.
Well, it's not a subsequent show, but they're going through these rooms where the suspect is not there. They know the suspect is upstairs because supposedly the suspect shot at them when they were in the parking lot through the window. So they know what part of the building he's already in. Okay, that's very important. And the suspect is never laying in the wait and waiting for the police because the suspect would have engaged them in gunfire. The suspect supposedly had an AR-15, the powerful rifle, but I really got to point out that the suspect never used the AR-15. They were laying on the ground with it strapped to their back, and he never even handled the AR-15, which I think is very strange. I mean, if he would have really wanted to, he could have engaged the police when they came around that corner with the rifle, and the police would have been sitting ducks. They would have taken gunfire, and many of the officers would have been shot if that suspect was lying in wait and actually waiting to shoot them. But instead, they come around the corner, and the body's laying on the ground with its legs bent, and the AR-15 is strapped around his waist still, and he never used the rifle. He had that 9mm rifle the whole time. He never used the handgun that they show in the photographs. So this thing was a completely contrived drill, sir, that they played as real. Nobody got shot. There was no transgender involved. There was no nothing. And I'm pretty well convinced in the end, when we see those band shoes, that might have even been like some kind of a dummy that they had put on the
film. Yeah.
They didn't have the real actor in there with the red hat, which is why they blurred out the face, because if they didn't blur out the face, we would see that that was a mannequin or a dummy. There's no blood. There's no evidence of bullet strikes. So evidence matters, sir, like you talk about. Evidence matters. And what we would see in a real shooting, we don't have any of the evidence of that. The parking lot being empty, we're going through all these details. This never happened. But then the bombshell comes out. And I want everybody really to think about it. Would a shooting suspect have an extra pair of tennis shoes in their backpack? And right when the police come in, before they start shooting, are they going to take off their shoes and pull out a pair of new shoes and put them on their feet and then go ahead and engage the police with a pair of shoes? Of course not. This was a complete fabrication hoax, sir.
Danny.
Create something on television to create a distraction.
Yeah, but it's absurd on its face. We had a situation in, as I recall, Colorado, I think it was a Kmart. We had a shooter come in, he was wearing one type of trowel, and then when he was arrested, he was wearing a different type of trowel. One of them had those big pockets on the side, and the other didn't. So what do you say? Well, while I'm here at Kmart shooting up a bunch of people, I might as well pick up a new pair of trowel. It's equally absurd. This is just ridiculous, Danny.
Biden said, used AK-47. No, he didn't. He used in the. I can't believe when they pulled off the false flag, they would have this actor leading the charge into the building with this 9mm rifle shooting a pistol cartridge and using a sub-2000 gun. That is the last gun in the world that a shooter would use, especially keeping the AR-15, the powerful weapon, on their backside, not even using it. And before I forget, sir, I just want to point out that I went through the databases again like I usually do, and I couldn't ID any of the victims or the shooter. In other words, I did find some people with those names, but they had completely different identities, different photographs, and different jobs. And they had nothing to do with any of the people that they said that worked at that school, including the shooter. When I ran that shooter down in all the known databases, the Audrey Hale, I did find somebody that was in that age range with that name. I want to point that out. But I was able to positively ID them through government photos and other photographs that it is not that person.
Danny.
So again, none of the names come up again. I find that nearly impossible. I should have been able to find those victims.
I should have saw their employment records and everything that they worked in that school, sir. And again, it was a complete ghost with all of the victims and the suspect again. And of course, Audrey Hale, is that even really the person's name? They're a transgender. Who knows what name they were really born with, but they threw that name out there again, sir. And again, it ran up as a dead end. I couldn't find any shred on anybody.
Danny, wonderful job. I think it was a rushed job, and it shows it because that thing being blown apart, they had to rush out the indictment to cover it. This whole thing is sloppy. It's a complete mess. If anyone ever had any doubt about whether the government is pulling your chain, here it is, proof, devastating proof. Look at the two type of shoes. I've been tweeting about it, but the whole world is on this thing.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...